And he the thing about glamour, if there was such a thing as glamour and intelligence pudding, who would be tempted to buy it and eat it? Yeah? We always want to improve, don't we? We always want other people to think that we're wonderful. It seems to me there are a whole number of issues about appearing to be who we're not. One is, we always want to be something better than we are. We want other people to think that we're different, that we're more attractive, more clever, more spiritual, or whatever it is. Sometimes, there's stuff inside us that we actually want to hide from other people. Stuff that we might be ashamed of. Stuff that we just don't like about ourselves. You know, the amazing thing is that God knows about all of that. And he loves us. Isn't that wonderful? To be best friends with God, we don't need glamour and intelligence pudding. We don't need to eat anything special. We don't need to do anything special. He just loves us. Now, I've got some verses from the Bible that I just want to show us for about 2 minutes before we finish. Sometimes we pretend. We pretend to be something that we're not. But this is what Jesus said in Luke. Jesus spoke to them. That's the Pharisees, the people who were trying to be all spiritual and pretend to be all spiritual. You are masters at making yourselves look good in front of others. But God knows what's behind the appearance. That must have been dead scary for people who were trying to appear really incredible. And actually, it's pretty scary for us. If we put up faces and fronts, if we try to be people we're not, but God knows what's behind inside. Can we have the next one? Sometimes we hide things. God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. He knows everything about us. Isn't that wonderful? Can we have the next one? Okay, if we go on with that one. In Acts, we read this. And God, who can't be fooled by any pretense on our part, but always knows a person's thoughts. And he's talking about Gentiles here. Even though he knows about people's thoughts, he gave the Gentiles the Holy Spirit. He gave the most amazing gift to the Gentiles. Exactly as he gave the Holy Spirit to the Jews. Can we go on to the next one? The thing is, the thought that God knows everything about us can be really scary. But it is okay. Because God does not judge by external appearance. He doesn't make decisions about us because we're clever, blonde, because we've got front teeth missing, because we're fat, skinny, whatever. He makes decisions about us based on one thing. Can we have the next one? Okay. This is a very long piece, and I'm going to read this out. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. That's God's love. Death can't. Life can't. The angels can't, and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the things that Jesus showed more than anything else while he was on earth was God's acceptance and love for everybody, no matter how wicked and evil they had been. He told us that God loves all of us, and it doesn't matter how clever we are or how unclever we are, it doesn't matter what faces we put on, what fronts we put on, what we put on the outside is irrelevant. God's love is the one thing that we can be secure in, completely secure in whatever happens. Isn't it amazing? When I was a child, I used to, and even as a teenager, I had this idea that God was a big old man with a great big stick, waiting for every mistake that I made so that he'd hit me and go, "Gotcha!" And I went through a lot of my Christian life like that, and it was a wonderful transformation when I began to understand that he loves me passionately, no matter what. So he knows what's on the inside, but he doesn't leave us like that. Can we have the next one? Okay. He wants us to be different. And he doesn't want us to rush around putting stuff on the outside to make us look different. He wants to do it from the inside. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. This is the crucial part. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. So we don't need glamour and intelligence pudding to change us, do we? What do we need for us to be different? Can anyone tell me? Can you tell me? What do we need? Sorry?
We bought face paints.
You bought face paints. That will make you different. Absolutely right. But God can see through that, can't he? What really makes us different people? Yes. If you become really nice, and what makes us become really nice? There's one person who can make us become really nice. God, that's right. And he loves us and accepts us, and he will change us. Well, I think we've created enough mess and mayhem this morning, and it's very hot, and everybody wants to get some fresh air. Anybody, I've got three bowls of glamour and intelligence pudding here, if anybody would like to have some. Do you want to do a song?